Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents 10 Innings at Wrigley, the wildest ball game ever, with baseball on the brink, by Kevin Cook, narrated by Barry Abrams. Prologue, May 1979. It was hotter than usual for spring in the Midwest. Temperatures pushed 90 degrees in May. Utility bills jumped, just as President Jimmy Carter had predicted when he warned Americans about a looming energy crisis. In Chicago, motorists lined up at filling stations as gas prices hit 75 cents a gallon. Along Addison Street and Waveland Avenue, lake breezes carried disco tunes from cars and open windows. Donna Summer's Hot Stuff, Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive, Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy. Closer to Wrigley Field, organ music drowned out the disco. The Star-Spangled Banner a little after 1 p.m. on game days. Take me out to the ball game, 6.5 innings later. Fans came to the ballpark from all directions. Some walked from the L stop at Addison. Some paid a few dollars to leave their cars in somebody's driveway. One homeowner held a hand-lettered sign, Cub Vans, $5, others, $25. However they arrived, the fans had no trouble getting tickets. You could walk up while the national anthem was playing and pay $6 for a grandstand seat, $1.50 for the bleachers. Every game was a day game, and every day game was a party. Sure, there were suit and tie guys in the front rows treating clients to an afternoon ball game, but the usual crowd was neighborhood type.